For nearly a decade, Congress has been hounding the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs to integrate their electronic health records. Later this week, DOD will file paperwork saying it's lived up to its side of the bargain and that it now complies with national standards for sharing health IT data. Chris Miller is DOD's Program Executive Officer for Healthcare Management Systems. He talked with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the steps the two departments have taken over the past 2 years to make their health data more interoperable.
So the Department of Defense will certify that our health records are interoperable and also that we can provide an integrated display of data. And that data will also comply with the national standards that have been identified by the DOD and the VA Interagency Program Office. Those have obviously been closely coordinated with the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, which is called ONC. And so in short, we're basically saying that we can share information and it's usable on both the DOD side and the VA side for the DOD information that we provide.
So in other words, just complying with the ONC standards doesn't get you where you need to be in terms of interoperability. You've got to get a bit more granular than that. Is that fair?
That is fair, right? You know, standards are a little bit of a challenge because, A, we have a lot of standards, and then secondly, you have to understand how those standards apply to your use case. And so what we've done over the past couple years is actually work between our two departments very collaboratively with the IPO to sort of go to a more granular level with those standards and make sure that those standards meet sort of our use cases for transitions of care and things like benefit adjudication and other things where health information is important between our two departments.
Now, the certification that you're getting ready to issue here is about a year later than Congress, well, a year and a month really later than Congress had initially told you to do it. Talk a bit about the reasons why it took longer than Congress wanted to get there.
Yeah, so A, I would tell everybody, we're dealing with a large amount of information. Both the DOD and the VA have been electronic health record technology area for some time. And in the case of DOD, we've had a couple of decades of having electronic systems. So we have a lot of data. Secondly, you know, there's a number of standards, and those standards need to be sort of agreed to what we're going to actually use to target as part of this. And then the last piece is, on the case of DOD, actually, and with the VA, I should say here, is that when we sat down, we worked through sort of what our use cases are and what the requirements are, we actually found out that even though the NDAA in 2014 required just our outpatient system, which is called ALTA, we actually got requirements for going well beyond our outpatient system to include our inpatient and theater systems. And so when we got all those requirements on the table and we looked at the complexity, basically we sat down and we baselined our schedule and we realized it was going to take us a little bit longer than what the bill had initially expected or had asked for, I should say. And so we wanted to do it right, and so we thought that doing it right would obviously take a little longer. But at the end of the day, we have some very happy customers, and we're able to see more information than ever, and our usage of the system is up significantly. And so really it's a combination of the complexity as well as better understanding the requirements and also making sure that we're smart in the deployment of it so that we really got the buy-in and our users were getting what they needed.
Not to split hairs too much on verbiage, but I want to drill down on the certification you're making that you're now interoperable with VA, because their testimony a couple weeks ago was that they're not going to be ready to certify that they meet the ONC standards until sometime in 2016. So if they're not quite at the point of certification yet, what does it actually mean in terms of real-world interoperability between the two departments?
So in terms of real world, I don't think it's a major issue because we're still exposing all the information, right? And so the standards piece basically is getting us positioned for when we want to start using that information and to do some advanced decision making. But today, between the DOD and the VA, you know, we share more information than any two large health systems, and so that data is exposed. And so what the VA is doing is sort of what DOD went through, is actually going through the mapping of some of those remaining data areas to the national standard, so that in the future, when we start building some more advanced tools that can take advantage of computable information, that they'll be positioned to do that.
Computable information is key there, because that talking point that you just used, that we share more health data than any two large IT systems, has been around for many years. But the knock on that from Congress has always seemed to be, and they said this in the 14 NDAA, was that's nice, but it's mostly read-only information. It's not computable in real time. How true is that still today? How much progress have you made on that front?
Well, I would would tell anybody that it's real time today, and I would tell anybody that being able to see the information and make decisions and is really a critical piece. I think what we have to recognize with any of these large healthcare systems is that there's more than just the technology at play here. We've got to think about the training and the tools and the comfort, how comfortable people are to be able to really use the system. And so I actually believe that what we've done is we've created a point now where the both departments are ready to really start talking about how they can build sort of advanced systems that will be able to really use that information to really improve the health outcomes. But we had to get to this point where we had to really understand what the requirements were. We had to have the standards. We had to have our data mapped so that we can kind of get to this point. I could share a lot of great stories with you about how what we've done the last couple of years has given back time. We've been able to do things we've never been able to do previously. But that's just all kind of getting us ready for, I think, what the future holds. Which is really where I think the DOD and the VA have a great opportunity, is really being able to take that data and really start doing some really powerful things with it. But we had to get to this point by making sure everything was ready.
Let me take you up on that offer to share some stories. I'm interested in hearing a bit more about what you've done over the past 2 years, even prior to the award of a new EHR system, which we'll also talk about later.
So let's talk about some basic things, which is, you know, when we sort of got the direction from Congress that we really wanted you to start attacking the interoperability thing, the first thing we really got together on the requirement side, and we really documented what we needed. And so, you know, we have a joint requirements board that sits between the DOD and the VA, and those people kind of help frame it. But then what we did is we actually went through a very iterative process. I mean, I think a lot of people think that the government takes a long time to deliver things, and we can't seem to ever get anything out the door. Well, in this case, what we did is we actually did a very much an incremental delivery. And so we actually, over the last 2 years, we've actually had four deliveries of this, of the infrastructure and the viewer that actually allows a provider or a benefits analyst on either DOD and the VA to be able to see what's out there. And so that's a pretty significant amount of increase. I mean, four deliveries in 24 months is moving pretty quickly, but that's how we kind of went about attacking the problem. Secondly, we basically went through a sort of crawl, walk, run, if you will, on how we expose the system. So initially, we had a few hundred users because we wanted to make sure people gave us feedback. We continued to take that and incorporate in the next build. And so we've iteratively kind of continued to deploy the system. And today, you know, we're over 30,000 users in both DOD and VA that have access to the system. And it's the exact same system. I think this is one of the things in the past that has really posed a challenge for us, is that, you know, we would share information, but it'd be in a system that wasn't very user-friendly, or it'd be a VA system or a DOD system. And today what we've done is really, you know, provide a single system between DOD and VA for being able to look at an integrated record for no matter where the data comes from. You can see it, and it's displayed in a way that our providers and clinicians and people need to see the information are very comfortable with it, and they can configure it to whatever kind of role they happen to have doing their job.
You're talking mostly about the joint legacy viewer, I take it, in terms of those
30,000
users?
Well, that's the view, right. That's been the viewer that we've used to date. In the case of VA, they actually have a follow-on program called Electronic Health Management Platform, or EHMP. It looks very, very similar to JLV. That's kind of their part of their modernization strategy. And in the case of DOD, we will continue to use JLV, and it'll be part of our EHR modernization program going forward.
My sense from your testimony was that, you know, it's your view that if the two departments had pressed ahead a couple years ago with a single EHR, it would not have gone well. Tell me if I'm missing.
It would not have gone well. No, you're correct. I think we're ahead of ourselves technically. B, I don't think we recognized all the other factors that go into deploying a major business IT system like this. I think we would have not done well, and I think we would be getting criticism for a lot of other reasons right now.
Before we move on to the new modernized EHR, let's talk about another piece of the interoperability that we haven't talked about yet, which is interacting with private sector providers who I think provide something like 60% of the care within DOD. How interoperable are you with those commercial sector providers right now, and what are you doing to make yourselves more so?
Well, a couple of things along those lines. You know, basically, and that's part of our partnership with ONC. Along those lines, basically, we have been working with the eHealth Exchange and with the people in the health information exchanges. There is agreed to standards about how you move that data And we're actually in the process right now of onboarding partners well in advance of modernizing our EHR. We recognize that this is an area that we have to do better. And so we've been very smart about how we went about doing this. And so we're just now in the process. We've actually implemented our first round this year of private sector partners that we want to start exchanging health data with, and we'll continue to improve that over the coming years. And then obviously as we modernize, it'll become even more seamless. But we have basically leveraged the ONC standards, and we've worked through on our side how to make sure that we can get the information into our providers' hands. It's actually the same viewer. I mean, one thing that I've been trying to make people understand is, and when we view health information, it really shouldn't matter where it's coming from, and the providers just want access to it. And so originally we were going to provide a separate kind of way to view that data, and we said that doesn't make a lot of sense. And so it's actually been integrated into our same product that we deal with the VA as we deal with our private sector partners. And I think you're going to continue to see us work down this road. I think the challenge is when we deal with the private sector, they are much more transactional oriented. They don't, and DOD and VA have a longitudinal perspective over the record, and I think that's something that we're bringing to the table and helping ONC as they think about their standards moving forward with how you share data with the private sector.
So let's talk about the modernized EHR system that you're working on right now. Obviously, we had a contract award a couple months back. What has happened since then, and what are you planning between now and I think the end of 16 is your first deployment?
So as you highlighted, we had our contract award at the end of July. Since then, we've been sort of doing the traditional kickoff things, right? We had a big conference. We got everybody in town. We talked about what was going on. We talked about the system. We talked about sort of, how we were going to go and kind of move out smartly. So that was our first big thing that we had in September, was really our kickoff conference. And then since then, we've been working through our final requirements and our initial design baseline. And so basically, the vendor had a proposal. We're kind of going through our due diligence on the government side to make sure it meets our requirements. And then once we kind of work through that process here over the next month, and then we'll actually be ready to start testing next year. And so once we get through the testing, then we're on track basically to go and ask Mr. Kendall for approval to do some limited fielding. And then that will ultimately be what we'll field by later next calendar year in the Pacific Northwest region. We've got a lot of work to do, obviously. Now we've actually got a real product. We're doing a lot of work making sure that our users are comfortable, making sure our workflows make sense, and making sure we understand sort of all the pieces that will need to be connected to make sure the system meets our requirement. But we're going to test it hard. I mean, we recognize that this thing has to work. We recognize the importance of it, and we're going to make sure we do our due diligence on behalf of all of our taxpayers to get the best system possible.
And as you kind of alluded to before, this would be complex enough if it was just being installed at shoreside medical facilities, but you've also got to go into, combat theaters. You've got to go aboard a few hundred Navy ships. Is that more complex stuff going to happen in the early days of fielding, or at least the testing?
The testing will. So what will happen is that we sort of do a crawl, walk, run on the testing. So the first thing is the contractor will do their test. Then the government will bring in our testing, and as part of our government testing, we'll test different operating environments to reflect sort of what the mission is. And so some of those do include operational. And then, ultimately, before I go ask Mr. Kendall for approval to field anything in an operational environment, I have to demonstrate that I've done all my homework and that we've proven that it works in our lab environments that represent the operating environment.
And there was another piece of the NDAA that spoke to the modernized health record, which, as I read it, basically told you that you needed to have it fully deployed by the end of fiscal year 2016. I don't think you're going to get quite that far, but what's your messaging to Congress on whether or not you've sort of at least met the spirit of that mandate or are working toward it?
I think Congress is comfortable, but I had to, kind of remind people that in the case of DOD, we're looking at over 1,000 different locations that all have to be upgraded. And when you look at what requires to take out the legacy business systems or medical IT systems and replace them with a new modernized EHR, this is not something you do over a weekend, right? And this is something that, we're leveraging industry. And generally in industry, it's a 9 to 12 plus month process of engaging them, getting them comfortable, getting them trained, and then going through the go live process. And so when you lay down and you lay that down and you look at a number of sites, it's just not physically possible for us to deploy all of our sites by the end of 2016. And I'm a strong believer in that. I'm not going to stand up and say I can do something if I don't believe we can get it done. And so I'm trying to set realistic expectations. We're trying to do what's right. And basically on our side, we're in the process of negotiating with our vendor how long it will take to fully deploy. And obviously I got to be successful at my IOC sites where I'm doing some first operational testing. And then we'll go back and tell Congress what we think sort of an optimized model is to get this done right. I think this is too important for something to just be rushed out the door. And so you're going to see us committed to doing this the right way. I think that's also why we've pushed so hard on the interoperability piece, because I believe that's what Congress is really after. And so I think I can do a lot to get us a good ways down the road interoperability piece well in advance of finishing our fielding of our modernized system.
And one of the sort of guiding principles that you guys have talked about since the start of this DHMSM project was that it needed to be a commercial system and you needed to modify it as little as possible. And yet, you've got a lot of interesting use cases that no system like this has ever been used in before. So talk about how you maintain that discipline to not modify the underlying commercial stuff and yet still make it usable for the missions that you need to perform.
So I would say a couple things. One is I think we all need to recognize healthcare is healthcare, right? I think this is what's unique in this area is that, you know, a lot of our providers work on the outside. A lot of our providers get trained. And so fundamentally, healthcare is healthcare. I think what's different in our case is the operating environment. Nobody does some of the missions that we do, and we recognize that. But fundamentally, at the end of the day, how you do something isn't all that different. It's just more of what kind of operating environment you have to do it in. Secondly, what we've done is we've established some very concrete guiding principles that the entire military health system has basically signed off on. And a key one of that really is we want to configure the system, not customize the system. And so what that means is every time we engage our vendor, we are looking for ways to figure out how to make the current system work without having to do any kind of customization. We fully recognize that I can't be perfect here, right? I think we recognize that there are going to be some unique circumstances that we're going to have to partner with one of our vendors, whether it's Cerner on the medical side or it's Henry Schein on the dental side. But we are trying to minimize that as much as possible because what we're really after is changing our business model. You know, back in the day when I was on active duty, you know, we were still building our own email systems. You know, we were building a lot of that IT stuff. And today we don't do that anymore, right? I mean, Microsoft and Cisco and other people take care of that. I think we're trying to do the same thing in the military health side. We're trying to be, you know, really optimize our use of the system and not really try to continue to be developers of these kind of systems. Because the reality is we think we've recognized in DOD we can't keep up. It's not one of our real strengths inside the Department of Defense doing software development. And so really what we're trying to do is change our business model to really being a smart consumer, a smart buyer, and really figuring out how to leverage those things. Because we think there's a lot of great emerging capabilities coming from the commercial side, and we just want to be able to take advantage of them.